Watcher, and welcome. It's this week's Thrill and Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We mentioned this muso just last week, but only in reference to his son, Leo. So here's Jim Richardson in his own right. The group was called Jim Richardson's Pogo. Jim's inspirations were, reasonably obviously, Ray Brown, Paul Chambers, and especially Oscar Pettiford. This album includes a set of four songs dedicated to Pettiford, but we played the Thad Jones combo, 3-in-1, which people of a certain age will remember from our childhood bicycling days as the oil to use. But I'm sure Thad Jones will have had other thoughts as to the title. Jim Richardson, leader and bassist, Bob Sidor, tenor, Jeff Green, guitar, Paul Robinson, drums, recorded in Bounds Green, North London, June-July 1990. Ahmad Jamal. Thank you. The Ahmad Jamal Trio, with the aptly titled Sweet and Lovely. This cadet LP is called Standard Eyes. Two words, standard and eyes, rather than the single Standard Eyes, as in make standard. I'm meandering. Jamal piano, Israel Crosby bass and Vernal Fournier drums. Recorded live at the Alhambra Club in Chicago, August 1960. I've only seen Jamal live once, but a truly memorable gig. We're off to Amsterdam again.
Thank you.
There are two Amsterdam concerts on this Netherlands Jazz Archive album. The Midnight One from November 1960 with Cannonball Adderley's usual quintet, Brother Nat, Victor Feldman, Sam Jones and Louis Hayes. And this one, June 66, Cannonball with local musos and very good ones. We've heard them before backing visiting Americans in Amsterdam. Pim Jacobs, piano, Wim Overgauer, guitar, Ruud Jacobs, his brother on bass, and C. Say on drums. The song was the Miles Davis compo, Tune Up. This was 66, as I mentioned. Cannonball's big, big hit, Mercy, 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 came out the following year, 67, and we all remember that one. Compare and contrast. Wonderful. No, what am I talking about? Much better than wonderful. The French clarinetist Jean-Christian Michel, who quite brilliantly combines jazz with Baroque music, particularly that of J.S. Bach. And that was one of his own compositions, Adagio and Fugue in F major. Michel's parents had told him when he was a young boy that music wasn't a real profession. So he became a surgeon. Later, at the height of his musical prowess, he stopped and went to live in a monastery in Tibet, luckily leaving us a few brilliant records. And all of his recent concerts and records have been in cathedrals. I'd love to catch one of those. This LP, Aranjuez, was recorded in 69 with Monique Thuz organ, Michel Sec bass and Roger Rostand percussion. Seems logical to follow that with Hymn to Freedom.
Thank you.
The legendary Oscar Peterson wrote Hymn to Freedom, his best song, I reckon, but no one could play it like Peterson, that famous 12-handed piano playing towards the end. Well, it sounded like 12 hands, so wisely pianist Oliver Jones misses out that part and gives it a bluesy feel. Jones, like Peterson, is a Canadian, so he's allowed to give us his version of that classic, live as well. Live at Club Biddle's, Montreal, June 83. Jones' piano, as we know, Charles Biddle himself, and Bernard Premio drums. In fact, I must give you the full club name, as it's Biddle's Jazz and Ribs Club. Oliver Jones retired from playing just last year. Maybe he'll be back, though. I hope so. Big band time, and we're live again. And that was Jerry Mulligan's song Walking Shoes, played by Stan Kenton's Contemporary Concepts Orchestra at the Macumba Club in San Francisco, November 56. November the 5th, in fact. It's a 20-piece big band, sorry, orchestra. Soloists on that number being Jim Amiot on trombone, Richie Kamuka tenor, Lenny Niehaus alto and Kent Larson trombone. Other notables in the band, Stan Kenton on piano rather obviously, Bill Perkins tenor, Pepper Adams baritone and Mel Lewis drums. And I've also only seen Stan Kenton's orchestra live just the once. And yes, it was memorable, but in a very different way. From one big band leader to, well, in this case, a trio. Thank you. Duke Ellington made two superb LPs for Columbia Records, Piano in the Background in 1960, and this, the sister album, Piano in the Foreground, March 61. If, for whatever disastrous reason, you could only rescue two of your Ellington albums, you could do much worse than grab these two. We heard It's Bad to Be Forgotten, another Ellington compo, recorded just this once and discarded. Ellington piano, Dr. Aaron Bell bass and Sam Woodyard drums. Aaron Bell, an Ellingtonian for, by Ellingtonian standards, a mere 2.5 years, said, "This was the most relaxed album we ever made, and less complicated than those big band ones." From arguably the biggest name in jazz to Tony Gray. Tenorman Tony Gray only made 5 albums as a leader over a 30-plus year career. This one, this very crackly old one, Let's Swing Away, was from the 60s with Bob Durra piano, Slam Stewart bass and Don Michaels drums. It was first released on the cheapy Flair label and later re-released on the even cheaper Futura label. in the short and infrequent write-ups on Tony Gray, Gray with an E at the end, by the way, much is made of his friendship with Charlie Bird Parker. Gray was scheduled to record with Bird, but had an unexpected out-of-town gig, and Sonny Rollins took Tony Gray's place. That is indeed a great story, but if you have a chance to record with Bird at his most famous, would you take another commitment? There will never be another you. Which actually might not be totally true this time, as here is another.
There might be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. Maybe other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. There might be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. I may dream a million dreams, how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? There might be many other nights like this. I'll be standing here with someone new. Maybe other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. Might be other lips I may kiss. They won't thrill me like yours used to do. How can it come true if there will never ever be another you? When a bee lies sleeping, when a bee lies sleeping, when a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by as phones are calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't awaken, can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking, I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet golden as a crown. A sleeping bee has told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground with my one true love I have found. Golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground for my one true love I have found.
Ernestine Anderson gets two songs, as both of those were so short. Less than 3 minutes between them, I included both of them. A Mercury LP called The Toast of the Nation's Critics, recorded in LA in 58. Pete Ruggolo directs this so-called large band, which includes the only named muso, Bud Shank on alto, plus strings and plus a choir. We obviously heard the Mac Gordon Harry Warren standard, There Will Never Be Another You. And it's true this time. And then Harold Arlen and Truman Capote's A Sleeping Bee. I love these 1950s LP inner sleeves, which have all the other current, in this case Mercury, LP covers printed on them. And no, I haven't got them all by a long shot, but I will work on it. Love this next title too, Happier Than the Morning Sun.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder's song Happier Than the Morning Sun. Herbie Mann is the flutist, flautist and leader of this March 73 recording session that produced this Atlantic LP called Turtle Bay. Herbie Mann is a great muso indeed, but he's also guilty of producing one of the worst ever LP cover photos. It shows him naked, luckily only from the waist up, at least I assume so. The photo only shows him waist up, with his flute leaning on his hairy shoulder. When did excessive body hair become an art form, for goodness sake? Enough, Herbert. This one has him totally clothed, but his shirt is unbuttoned to the waist. Oh, dear. Call the police, Mabel. Although, as Herbie died in 2003 in the appropriately named town of Pecos, it's too late. Jerry Friedman guitar, Pat Rebolo electric piano, Willie Weeps, it doesn't get any better, does it? Willie Weeks electric bass, Charles Collins drums, Ralph McDonald percussion, and some strings with Gene Orloff. Orloff, don't encourage him, Gene. Solo on violin. Quick, music.
Thank you.
Storybook Dreams is a love song, but that's all I know about it as a song. It's played here on an Uptown LP called Bits and Pieces by pianist and leader Hod O'Brien, with Teddy Kotick bass and Jimmy Wormsworth drums. It's March 82. Hod O'Brien is another vastly underrated muso. Not the first, and sadly, he won't be the last in that category. An upbeat big band number next from a Roulette LP called Life is a Many Splendored Gig. And that was the Herb Pomeroy Orchestra. Trumpeter Herb Pomeroy only made half a dozen albums as a leader in a long 40-odd year career. And I chose that song because he soloed on Jack Spratt. I must mention his most famous LP, though, Band in Boston, although recorded in New York in 58. Back to his lack of albums, though. Despite an amazingly successful start to his career, after leaving Schillinger House in Boston, later renamed Berklee School of Music, he made his professional debut with Charlie Parker, no less. He toured with Lionel Hampton and later Stan Kenton, and then, almost immediately, gave up touring to teach at Berklee. He kept on playing, but only locally, and if you don't tour, you don't get an audience, fairly obviously. He kept the job at Berklee for over 40 years, influencing generations of future jazz stars. Here's a regular sideman of ours, getting his chance to lead for a change. Thank you. was drummer Paul Humphrey leading his own sextet on one of our fave songs, Sonny Rollins' St. Thomas. Recorded October 81, Herman Riley, now of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on tenor, the Ellingtonian Buster Cooper trombone, Oscar Brashear trumpet, Lou Matthews on piano, and he did all the arrangements on this album. Incidentally, rather oddly, Lou is spelt L-L-E-W. But that's his business. John Williams bass. It's time for our last one. It's one of our regular pianists, Lisa Hilton. It's from a Jan 2013 recording session. The resultant album called Getaway. Larry Grenadier bass, Nasheet Waite's drums. Let's enjoy one of Lisa's own compos, Unforgotten. As always, I'm delighted you were able to join me, Mike Wynn, and I hope you've had fun with this week's selections. Be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.